It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
I'm very excited to have Diane Ray on with me. Diane and I are really good friends, so let's just get that out there. Diane and I like to refer to Diane as a radio chick. Oh, look at you promoing my book. God bless Diane Ray. There it is, the next room. That's very sweet. Thank you. Diane, like Paige just mentioned, she is the director of programming for Unity Online Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge gig. She not only is the director of programming, but she has her own show, which airs on Wednesday, and it's called Be Present with Diane Ray. She goes live. She interviews really super cool people. So if you're watching this right now and you're part of this expo and you want to reach out to Diane, I would highly recommend it. She is a fantastic interviewer, and she really knows her stuff. So shout out to Diane and her show, Be Present with Diane Ray. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for that awesome introduction. And, you know, I had to get the plug in for the book. And it's so fun to be able to be a guest with you, as you were just a guest on my show.
I know.
This week. And we got to dig in deep into your book, which I really loved. And I hope everybody gives this a read.
Thank you.
This is so fun to be able to do this with you. And I'm so glad to be able to represent Unity, the wonderful organization that I work with.
Yeah, they're great. You know, it was really cool when you and I were talking months ago and you said, you know, this might be a great fit for Unity. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, it's perfect. And so one thing led to another and Unity hopped on board and helped us promote the Beautiful Dying Expo. And so I'm just really thrilled that we could, you know, because it's not about one organization. It takes all of us together to pull together to do something like this Beautiful Dying Expo and to kind of get busy with just really using our compassion and the gifts that we have and the areas of communication and the levels of broadcasting. So here you are, we're both broadcasters and it gives us a chance, you know, to get out there. So I'm thrilled that Unity's involved. Now, just because we're on the Unity thing, they have a really cool booklet that I've interviewed you about before, and it's all about grief and it's called Peaceful Passing. So let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope people will pick this up. And I believe that the Peaceful Passing booklet will be available during this event, but it's also available for free if you go to unity.org and check out what they have to offer as part of their resources. Unity has been involved in publishing since way back in the day. And if you're not familiar with Unity, you know, please check it out. It's a wonderful spiritual organization. They love everybody. Everybody is welcome. I mean, really, the beautiful thing about Unity is pulling from different spiritual traditions and finding the common thread within all of them. You know, they truly believe that we all are one and that we do have the power within ourselves to make that divine connection. So definitely check out what they're about. But the Peaceful Passing booklet specifically is advice, beautiful poetry, kind of helpful information to help you along on the wherever you are in this process. If you've lost a family member, if you're grieving, or if you just want to find out some more information on how to handle this journey that ultimately we all will be taking at some point. It's just a really nice resource. It's not super big or a big commitment to read or anything like that. And a great thing to share. And it's free. So I'm really, that's why I thought this would be such a great event to involve Unity in, since they're so involved in this kind of work. A lot of Unity ministers working with people in hospice and things like that.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, I don't think I've met a Unity minister that I haven't really liked a lot.
they're wonderful.
They are so great. And it's been really fun for me because then I can interview really interesting people from Unity. So it's a nice, cohesive, unifying relationship we have here. You were a rock and roll chick, much like myself back in the day. And then you took a hard pivot And you ended up over at Hay House. I don't know if people know your complete background, but you ran Hay House Radio back in the day. And not only that, but you were the producer from one of my very favorite authors, and God rest his soul, although I don't think he's resting much, the fabulous Wayne Dyer. Can you give us a little background and maybe just like pull back that curtain a little bit and talk to us about Wayne, because his spirit looms large, in my opinion. I feel like he is up there moving some things around right now so that we move forward as a collective consciousness.
Yeah. I mean, I was very blessed to be able to work with him closely. I worked with him. He did a radio show for, gosh, I think, well, I worked with him for 8 years specifically on the radio show, but I think he did it for 9 or 10, kind of since the beginning of Hay House Radio. And it was a medium that he really loved. I mean, he really enjoyed doing that show. He loved the interaction and talking with people and taking phone calls. And also he had a very, you know, he wasn't afraid of talking about death. He wanted people to not have fear around it and to know that they were going back to source, which he really believed was going to happen. And I'm sure it has for him. Like he said, he's still kind of looming large for people. And I hope people that haven't read his work will go back and check him out, you know, because he has so many amazing books. You know, he was just incredible to work with. And I was really blessed to be able to sit and listen to his wisdom every Monday for for a long time. He would be in Hawaii and I would be here in California. And, you know, when you talked to him, it was just so funny because he'd say, yeah, I was just swimming with the turtles and, you know, come on and flip on the equipment. He just put his headphones on and just ran. But he really loved it. Like he loved the medium. He loved talking with people and was just very generous. You know, with his time, with money, he would give money away sometimes on the air.
I love those stories. He's a very generous person. I think my copy of Manifest Your Destiny or Manifesting Your Destiny, it is literally dog-eared. It has notes stuck in it, has money stuck in it. I told my kids, I'm like, when I kick it, you know, when I check out of here into the next room, do not throw any books away. You know, seriously, go through them because I love to use money as bookmarks and highlight. I love his quote about change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. And I just think that that's really a very powerful, very simplistic way of us to flip things around, you know, because sometimes we get so focused on, you know, it's my way, you know, this is the way it's going to be. And if you just flip it a little and you change the way you look at it, it will change. So
such great advice. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story. He's just such a big mentor and I'm a big fan. So I had to get that little personal Wayne Dyer story. Plus, I kind of think he might be here with us today. So
he could be.
He could be. So so let's talk about, you know, what are your goals and aspirations for not just Be Present with Diane Ray, but for Unity Online Radio? You know, where do you want to take that network? Because you have the ability to create this amazing situation where you can bring in new people with new thought. What's your goals?
Yeah, well, I'd love to continue to grow the network and bring on, you know, amazing, interesting teachers, all people sharing an inspirational message, and really to help promote unity as a whole, because I think that a lot of people over the years maybe have turned off to a connection with spirit. And I think unity can make that, can be that bridge, because they're so non-judgmental. They love everybody. And it's really a well-kept secret, because when I tell people, oh, I work with Unity, they're like, well, what's that? You know? And I think more people should really know that there is a spiritually based organization that is non-judgmental. They don't care who you're dating, who you love, or any of that, you know? And it's really very empowering. And so to really continue to push the Unity message and let people know more about them, but also bringing new teachers and authors and spiritual teachers on the airwaves and see what they have to share. I like the mix, you know, the mix of people that we can bring. I mean, we have one person, you know, someone that talks about dreams, and other people that are sharing different new thought philosophies, and So to continue to grow that, and, you know, to grow the podcast aspect and have more people downloading the shows and just hopefully grow the audience.
Well, they must be thrilled with you. I mean, you know,
I hope.
You know what you're doing. I mean, it's no small feat to be a director of programming. It's a lot of, it's like herding cat a lot of times.
Sometimes.
And I'm sure there are, even though, you know, you would like to think the more spiritually elevated maybe don't have the ego. We know they do. I mean, mine got in the way this morning and I had to like take Jane and sit her on a timeout. You know,
we're still human.
Yeah. Until she could stop being so human. So
yeah.
I'm sure that it's a lot to come up with. So is it an opportunity for, like, if someone's listening right now and they think they have a concept, can they come to you with that? Or is that something, does it have to cross through all of the, check all the Unity boxes? How does that work?
Well, I love when people reach out. Actually, someone did through my Facebook page that they had, a show that they were doing somewhere else that they wanted to see if they could bring on to Unity. So yeah, people can approach me with that if they like and share ideas, you know, and then I do bring it to the Unity team and get the approval, but usually they agree.
That's
so
great.
It works out good. But yeah, I'm always looking for, you know, people that want to share, and they can do short series, you know, maybe 6 to 12 weeks or something like that. And I like that. I mean, people have said, well, live radio is dead, but I mean, I'm still trying to keep the live aspect live in some sense. So we have some shows that do take live callers and interaction, other people that pre-record stuff. And so I still want to keep that aspect going, because like you're an old radio gal like me, right? There's just something kind of magical about being able to do that. So I like to still have that capability.
Yes.
And offer that to people to help build their audiences.
Yeah. You know, I love that aspect too, because, and I'm so glad you're hanging on to the live flag.
I'm clinging, you know.
No, it's
good. It gets harder sometimes.
Yeah. But the great thing about it is the immediacy. It's so cool to know that you're going live and that you're going to, like this, you know, we are speaking to an audience right now. And there's a level of anticipation. And I think too, there's not as much time to put a filter on it. You know, if you're pre-recorded, you can go, that didn't go very well. I can chuck that or edit it or whatever. And I rarely will edit anything. I don't like to do it because I love the live vibe. But it's really hard to keep up that, you know, you're fortunate. You've got, you know, producers and all that good stuff. So I love that you're hanging on to that. And you can also take calls on your show. So Be Present with Diane Ray. What is Be Present with Diane Ray all about?
That's the funny thing, because when I was trying to find a name for the show, really all of the great ones have been taken, right? Everyone's thought of some great creative thing. And I thought, well, what could I do? So I put my name in it. So it is kind of the Diane Ray Show. And really the Be Present part is just to remind myself, because I have what my husband calls "where are we going to park" syndrome. And when we go somewhere, I'm always worried about where are we going to park? Where are we going to park? It's kind of a running joke now. But the point being, like, I was always living in the future, you know, what about this? What about this? I'll be happy when this happens. You know, when I get this house, this job, this whatever. And I had never realized for how many years I was always not living in the moment that I'm supposed to be in. I would always be worried about what's going to happen next.
Wow.
So that Be Present part is kind of just a little reminder to myself that, you know, at least when I'm doing that, I'm trying to be present in that moment. You know, like right now, I'm trying to be, we're present here at this moment. And I don't want to worry about what is going to happen next or what's already passed that I can't control. So it's just a little reminder to myself. And really just to be kind of selfish is I just like to talk and interview people that I'm interested in. So this gives me the opportunity to explore those books and authors and topics that I want to find out more about. Because like one of my other influences I like to reference, in addition to Dr. Dyer, is Louise Hay, that bless her soul, ran Hay House until she was 92. And one thing she always did was she would stay interested. You know, she took ballroom dancing, she painted. And I think that's a way to just really still stay engaged in life, you know, just continue to learn. So I hope I'm always continuing to learn from the people that I talk to. And I do, I learn a little bit, you know, from everybody.
That's cool. Thanks for the transparency on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, no, it's cool that you cop to it, you know, and shout out to your husband, Barry, for, you know, kind of driving that point home. And it's a great name for a show. It's Be Present, you know, and I love that. So here you are creating this great show, but it's also this underlying subtle reminder to yourself every day, like, stop worrying about where you're going to park, you know.
Yeah, I think it's so true.
I just read a great article in AARP magazine. Yes, I'm that age. And it was...
I'm right there.
Yeah, it was Jamie Lee Curtis. And she said something about... they were talking about aging and the process and dying and all of that and getting your affairs in order. And then she said that she realized that she was so busy saving for a rainy day that she was forgetting to live when it was sunny or live the sunny days or something like that. Yeah. But I thought that was kind of cool too, you know, very much about being in the now. And because, you know, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring and we don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone what's going to happen next week or next year. So it really is important to get your groove on now. So love that. Tell me about the story, because we were talking last week and you were telling me about how prepared your mom was a school teacher, and your mother, prior to her passing, had really taken care of business. Let's give a little nod to your mom and tell that story, because I think it's really imperative that people get this, especially as a parent.
It's important. And it was such a gift that she gave to my sister and brother, that she had all her ducks in a row. Everything was in order. She had already picked, you know, the urn. I couldn't think of the name. The urn, the space, the place where, you know, Forest Lawn, where it was going to be, and like everything, all the funeral arrangements, everything was taken care of. And I think if that's a takeaway that people will learn during this event, which is so important, nobody wants to talk about it. But we don't want to admit that we're all going to shuffle off this planet at some point. And the less that you can be afraid of what's going to happen, take that fear away. You know that this is what you're going to have to deal with. So she was just very organized, and it made such a difference. When you're in grief, we could just grieve her being gone and not worry about, what are you going to do about this? What about all her stuff? It was all handled. And I saw the difference in what happens when you don't do that. When not too long ago, a good friend of mine, her mother had passed and she had been sick, you know, prior, but they had never discussed it, like the DNR, you know, what are your loved one's wishes? And I think it's important that you know what their wishes are, so that when you're in that moment, you're at the hospital and you're not freaking out. You know, and you went through this with your family too, that you write about in the book. Like, you knew your mother did not want to be kept alive on machines, you know, for an indefinite length of time. Yeah. So I think it takes a lot of pressure off family members to do that, you know. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, I don't have my will. You know, I need to get that at least together. And hopefully I won't need it for a long time. But again, we don't know what will happen.
But it does give you peace of mind. And there's so many great options now. You know, I was just listening to the gentleman that was doing the Green Burial. The Green Burial Council is a big part of the Beautiful Dying Expo. And it was just, there are so many beautiful options now. You know, we no longer have to put a steel casket in the ground and take up space and continue to trash our environment. We can do things differently and more gently and more lovingly. And the whole Green Burial movement is just beautiful. I mean, I'm such a big fan. I'm really looking forward to finding out more about it. So, yeah.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Green Burial.
You know, why not? You know, I mean, I what are you going to do? You know, if you're done with your physical body that you've had and you carried it around, what does it matter? I mean, it doesn't need to be preserved somewhere. I mean, what? I don't want to be pumped full of chemicals, you know?
Put just, back in the earth.
Yeah, man. Let me push up some daisies. I think that's the most beautiful thing ever. I love that. I was teasing my son about it because I was learning more about aquamation and their, you know, this organization, and they literally can take you and reduce you down, and then you become like liquid, you know, you're liquid, and then they can use it to fertilize it. And so I was telling my son that I was really like looking into it. And I was like, yeah, just take the Jane juice and pour it on the tangerine tree in the backyard. And he did not want to hear that. He was like, shh, I don't want to hear that. Just stop saying Jane juice. It's gross. Don't talk about it. And then I thought, all right, maybe he's
not
ready. I
think it's a cool idea. And yeah. Just to reference Louise again, because it makes me think of her. So when Louise Hay passed at 92, at her memorial service, they gave everybody a little bag of her ashes, her cremains.
Did they really?
Yes. And
really?
And
like everybody that was there, you got a piece of Louise?
Yes.
That's
and her
awesome.
Wish, since we were talking about trees, so her
That's
wish
great.
Was that everybody take that little bag and plant a tree, like sprinkle it around a tree, plant a tree and put her in it. So I took a little baggie of the ashes, and actually I put it in a potted plant, some of it in my my porch. So I go out and I look at this tree, this money tree, and I call it Louise. And I also took it to Unity Village, and I put it in the roses. The Millard, not Myrtle. I'm saying Millard Fillmore. That was a horrible president we had. But the Fillmores, the founders of Unity, Myrtle loved roses, and there's a rose garden, the Myrtle Fillmore Rose Garden. And anyway, Louise is also there as well, and I think she would like that because
That's
she was a big fan of Unity. But sometimes when I tell people that, they're like, "Oh, how weird!" You know, they were passing
not
on her ashes. But I thought it was a cool idea.
I love
it. And so
it.
There's pieces of her everywhere.
Yeah.
Where people have planted trees with
Beautiful.
Her there.
And she's fertilizing them.
Yes,
and
some
Paige,
way.
You know, Paige, who just introduced us a moment ago, she said, yes, I want to be a cherry tree. So Paige has already thought about it too. And
and
quite frankly, I love the fact that you have a money tree named Louise.
I do.
So that's very, very cool. I think that's a great idea. I mean,
It's
back to that ashes to ashes thing, you know, dust to dust. I mean, that's very biblical, but, you know, it just makes sense to kind of go back and sort of go back in and nourish the ground if there's a way to do that. And I know from Green Burial that they're finding all kinds of cool things that they can do that are not taking up our precious real estate. And, you know, and doing things and chemicals in the ground. In my opinion, I have to be careful with this. In Jane's opinion, we don't need to be putting any more toxins in our soil. There's enough of that already. So very cool. Well, boy, if you tuned in, this is The Next Room with my fabulous friend and fellow radio broadcaster Diane Ray. She has a show called Be Present with Diane Ray on Unity. It's Unity Online Radio. Diane, your show airs, is it 2 o'clock on Wednesday?
It is 1 o'clock Pacific on Wednesday, where the new show will air live, and then it will be also out there in the podcast world, so people can subscribe on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts these days. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, even after all this time, and you must think this too, like it's still fun to do it. It's still fun to do our radio shows. So I enjoy it.
Oh, it says we have people in the chat that want to share what kind of trees they
Oh, I love that. Excellent.
Bring it on. Let's see. Michelle Little, she says, I'm going to have my body placed in a mushroom shroud in a green burial ground. Well, good for you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly so many choices, like you were saying, much more environmentally, you know, compatible, I guess. I think I really like the Louise idea, so I think I'm going to go that route.
Yeah, well, good. And since we were talking about getting our affairs in order, it's not that difficult. And, you know, you just start by writing things down, you know, and then there's documents. You can do things as simple and free, or, you know, you can write it in a book. There's a lot of apps now that are encrypted that you can kind of, and you can leave people messages and things like that. But it's really important that we get our affairs in order so that those that are left behind they don't have to deal with it. You know, it's going to be hard enough if, you know, like you were just telling me the other day about your brother and your sister, you know, you're the go-to when the blank hits the fan, call Diane, right? So don't let those two be sitting there flipping out, you know, if that happened where you would cross before them. You know, you want to take care of your, are they little siblings?
Yes, I'm the oldest of three.
Ah,
so
yeah.
So I have to set the example.
Yeah.
And do the right thing. But I think it'll be fun because I want to make sure that I'm going to write the music that I want played for my memorial. And I remember a memorial I went to for an amazing author named Debbie Ford. I don't know if you read it.
I love Debbie Ford. Stuff. Yeah. Her sister, Ariel.
Yes.
Fabulous too. Yeah. No, Debbie Ford was just a beautiful, bright light. Yeah.
I interviewed her
and Ariel many times back in my old terrestrial radio days.
So she was an amazing soul, but she planned her memorial to the T. And
wow.
She had the cupcakes that she wanted. She had songs picked out, people to sing this song. And one of the things that she didn't want was to have this, you know, depressing event. And it became like a gospel revival. You know, people were dancing and singing
and
you know, eating cupcakes. And it was probably the most uplifting funeral or memorial that I had ever been to. But that was one of the things that she wanted. And she planned everything.
I love that, you know, because that is, I mean, celebrating a life well lived. I mean, that's my fantasy is that I want my children and whomever's left out of my family to go, wow, you know, Jane really, really lived a great life and she left a bunch of money. So, and she's got instructions and a playlist. I've already got my playlist made and cases of champagne. Let's go, you know, toast to her because in my belief system, you know, we just are here and then we're here. Okay, so I'm going to be there. I'm going to be like, yeah, kids, get it on. Get your party on. Celebrate your mom. You know, she had a good life.
Yeah, so it should be a celebration.
Yes.
Absolutely, not a mourning.
I agree. Yes,
it should be a party. And the music is important. As DJs, we know this.
Yeah, there was a gentleman on earlier, and God darn it, I wish I had his name. He was so good, but he was talking all about music and how it plays in with grief and how important it is and how intricate it is that, and it can lift us up and help us as we're grieving. And I could not agree more. I mean, when anyone passes in my life, the very first thing I do, thank you, Gary, is it Malkin? M-A-L-K-I-N? Thanks, Paige.
Gary Malkin.
Oh, he was so good. And he couldn't get his music working, but there's links to go back. If you go back into the chat on the main, in the main part of the expo, you'll see Gary put different links to his music. But so key. It's so important. When someone dies for me, I immediately come out here, usually with a glass of wine, I'm not going to lie, and I start putting together a playlist just for them. I have a mom playlist, a budgie playlist, a dad playlist, a Lynn playlist. I did one for my friend Carrie. Anytime someone dies in my life, I sit out here and create this loving festival of music to that human being. The music that resonated with them. You know, like there's going to be, you know, Erskine Hawkins on my dad's, but on Budgie's, there's going to be Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and, you know, Joni Mitchell, and Jackson Brown. So it's very healing, even though I'm out here sobbing like a crazy woman. For some reason, it starts to kind of patch my heart together a little bit. As I'm grieving, there's something magical about music. So go, Gary. I was a big fan. So I'll be tracking Gary down so he can come on my podcast, The Next Room. And I would recommend that for you, too, with Be Present. I think he would be a great guest on your show.
This is so cool. I know we can share you know, guests.
I know.
And spread the word even more. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on the music as well. Certain songs that remind me of my parents and songs that I specifically want for my memorial. And I did create a playlist for my mother's memorial.
Oh,
with
good.
Like her favorites. She loved Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
Simon
That's
and
awesome.
Garfunkel, Broadway show tunes and things like
love
that.
It. So, okay, so here's the question. What is on the Diane Ray death soundtrack?
The death playlist.
Come on, what's on your death playlist?
I would, you know, I'm an old rocker gal, so I would definitely have to have, you know, some Led Zeppelin on there, some Stones. I would probably have some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. There's so many because I love so many different types of music.
That's great.
That I'd have to really think about it and narrow it down, you know, to make the playlist impeccable. But just off the top of my head would have to be those two, you know. Did I say Stones? Rolling Stones, too.
Yeah, Stones have to be there. I love
it.
Time waits for no one. Perfect. All right, we are getting the high sign that it's time to
already
exit stage left. So just let me say, Diane Ray, be present with Diane Ray, Unity Online Radio. She's a fabulous woman and a dear friend of mine. So reach out to her, connect with her. Thank you so much for coming on the next
room. Thank you.
I know it's been a long week for you. And so doing a Friday podcast, you're probably like, oh, really, Jane?
So this is fun. That. I was looking forward to it. I'm really happy to be able to be a part.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.